During Christmas time in 1958, people turned on the radio and heard this.
Christmas, Christmas time is near. Time for toys and time for cheer.
This year, people in Unalaska will hear this instead.
Want a plane that loops the loop? And me, I want a hula hoop.
It's the Chipmunk song, re-released and redone. The original Chipmunk song was written by Ross Bagdasarian Sr., who liked experimenting with sped-up sounds. He wanted to give his rapid singing voices characters to bring them to life. Soon after, Alvin, Simon, and Theodore toddled onto the Ed Sullivan Show and brought the Chipmunks to fame. His son, Ross Jr., remembers growing up with the characters.
When we as kids first heard the Chipmunk song, we were just bowled over, mostly because of the audacity of Alvin talking back to this big, deep-throated voiced fellow, David Seville, that in spite of, you know, Dave yelling, Alvin! You know, Alvin didn't just go, oh, all right. He yelled back, in essence, okay!
He says the Chipmunks are some of the only characters to be born from songs. 50 years later, he and his wife voiced the Chipmunks and are releasing their second feature-length live-action film. And the classic song lives on in an Unalaskan artist, Linda Liebeck Robinson, who is making her first Christmas CD.
I love the song, the Chipmunk song. It always makes me smile and think of when I was a child. And I would mention to people, yeah, I think I'm going to put the Chipmunk song on, and they would laugh. And one, of course, the first question they would ask is, well, are you going to make your voice, are you going to alter your voice so it sounds like a chipmunk? And I said, absolutely not, because I think the song itself is adorable. It really stands on its own.
She wanted to couple the song with other more serious pieces, like Silent Night, sung in Aleut, and Two Carols, sung in Russian.
It's a real interesting sort of mix, because we've got some pretty serious, sophisticated pieces on the CD, and then you've got the Chipmunk song. The CD is a gift, and when gifts come under the tree, they're not all one thing. They're many things.
But when it came time to record the CD, Unalushan Noel, she encountered complications. She had to rearrange her home studio space to make room for two foster children. Outside, there were building projects and oil rigs.
So I'd be recording at 1 o'clock in the morning, and you'd hear, Captain John, line one. I mean, like at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Added to her complications were her morals. She felt obligated to pay licensing fees for some of the songs on her new album.
As a small-time artist, I've been told many times, oh, nobody will know. You don't need to do that. You don't need to pay a licensing fee. Nobody's going to know. Well, I will know. Therefore, that's why I looked them up.
She was told by an assistant at Bagdasarian Productions that the likelihood of her getting a license was low. Large companies don't have time for people like her. But she sent them an MP3 of the song, and by chance, Ross Bagdasarian Jr. himself listened to it.
And I really loved what she had done. And because it was so improbable that she would probably get an answer for the song, I just decided that, you know, the Chipmunks were born 50 years ago out of just good fortune and happenstance. And so I just thought I would pass the little miracle along.
The Chipmunk song accompanies 13 others, including two in Anangantunu. Liebeck Robinson taught a group of local children how to sing Jingle Bells in Aleut.
And I find that it's so catchy that the kids in the street now are, I have a few even little ones that come up and sing that one to me. So that's been a lot of fun.
Kulu-kladen, kulu-kladen, ahana-pakanu.
She plans on including at least two songs in Anangantunu on each of the 5 CDs in the Aleutian CD set. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.